KPLS.
The following paid program is a broadcast sponsored by Dr. Tong of East West Wellness. The views expressed therein are those of the sponsor and not necessarily of KPLS staff or management.
Good morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yi Wing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, in September of 2000, we started a weekly live radio show bringing in new guests every week, proving that all these incurable Western syndromes can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients no longer need to take drugs or any other form of treatment, including ours, and still remain symptom-free. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-551-3880. That's 1-800-551-3880. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs, with Dr. Yi Wing Tong, MD. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good.
We have an exciting show for you today. We have an in-studio guest, and he has been on our show before. Edgar, was on our number 116th show, May 3rd, which was the beginning of this month. He came to the United States from the Philippines 3 years ago, and he suffered from stress from finding a job, whatnot, and subsequently came down with restless leg syndrome, as well as back pain, nocturne, astigmatism. He's been seeing Dr. Tong for about a month now, and I think that his symptoms have greatly decreased. Welcome back to the show, Edgar.
Hi, I'm here again. Thanks for Dr. Tong. That's the reason why I'm here.
Yes, okay. Let me summarize a little more. After the first couple of treatment, you know, the first time I saw Edgar, his legs would not stop moving. After a couple of treatments, he was much better. Then he had to take a business trip to Philippines. And that's one of the reasons why I invited him here, because he was very, very scared about SARS before he left the country. So I told him that come back for one more treatment. I'll make his lungs strong so he would not get the SARS. Okay. So why don't we have him first tell how his symptoms are doing, and then tell us a little bit on what he sees in the Philippines.
Well,
how are you doing right now?
Right now, I just have this treatment this morning and I'm getting better.
Okay. So, it's been like 3 or 4 weeks, and I saw that his legs moved a little more than after the second treatment, because you cannot cure a chronic problem in only a couple of treatments only. But after this treatment, every time after treatment, patient will feel better. What you have to learn, like I told you in the treatment room, is that eating right. You're still eating too much starch, and maybe eating food that is still too hot for you. So once you start learning to do it, okay, you will be able to keep the channels open for what I open up that keeps the symptom away. But anyway, so after my third treatment, to improve your immune system, to improve your lung system, which is to deal with the SARS. Tell us what happened in Philippines. No, were you scared when you get there?
I was a bit scared, but I was a bit confident that Dr. Tong was with me and treated my lungs to be very strong before I left. And he advised me to exercise twice a day with perspiration, total perspiration. And when I walked through the airport, the first time I went out of the plane, out of 1,000 people, there were just 5 wearing masks. And I started wearing masks at first, but it was very stuffy and very, very hot there at the airport. So I started to lift them out and do away with the mask. And, well, in a way, I went through all the process and getting back with no mask at all, and nothing happened to me. I just followed Dr. Tong's recommendation for me to exercise twice a day with total perspiration.
Yes, here's the point. When I first came, he came back a couple of weeks ago. When he came back, you were looking so much better. You were happier, you were energetic, and not have any signs of symptom of sickness. Here's my point. Before this happened, way in the beginning, I was telling the audience that if I go to China or Hong Kong, I will not wear a mask. Because the mass hysteria that you see in the media, okay, everybody wearing masks, it causes a fear. Mm-hmm. The fear reduces the kidney power, which right. is the battery. And you have less qi, and the mask obstructs the air, so you don't bring in as much qi and as much oxygen,
right.
and which make you sicker.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And you're more susceptible to contracting the virus.
Exactly. Right now, they're frantically trying to find mm-hmm. a drug that will cure SARS. Okay. Mm-hmm. We have been, throughout history, we have been trying to find a drug to kill bacteria, kill virus, kill the HIV, kill hepatitis, and kill SARS. And constantly, new things come up. Mm-hmm. And you cannot win this kind of battle with bacteria and with virus, which is a much older veteran in the history of evolution. You cannot win the virus,
right,
okay?
Right. Wasn't there an article a few weeks back about a pregnant woman who had SARS? And
The kids did not get
the
SARS.
The baby didn't get her husband didn't contract SARS.
Yeah, the husband stayed in the hospital for 3-4 weeks mm-hmm. to take care of her and did not get SARS, okay?
So what is the key then, Dr. Tom? Why don't you tell our audience?
You know this already. That's why you ask, okay? The key is a strong healing power.
Right.
Okay. Don't use the immune system. Don't use the word immune system. The whole body is an immune system. There is no separate immune system. Your digestive system, your skin system, your kidney, your liver, the whole thing is just, you know, even your digestion not work. There's no immunity because you're not bringing in food.
Right.
So there's separate function, but no separate system. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can talk about separate function, but the body function as a whole, the healing power, okay, mm-hmm. the body can heal cancer. Thousands of cases of spontaneous cure cancer mm-hmm. with no side effects. So the cure is there already, but we got so much money to do studies. So everybody want to study and mm-hmm. publish something to be famous. Instead, they neglect it. They don't care for the truth. And some of you will wonder, why I do not write an article and tell people about SARS? Because they always throw my article in the wastebasket.
It's a waste of time.
Newsweek, it's a waste of time. They're
looking for a drug cure. They want the quick fix.
Okay, SARS is a symptom. Okay, there's a name. In Japan, they labeled new pneumonia syndrome or something like this. Okay, so different country and different language have a different name for this mm-hmm. different symptom, okay? And each person that come down with the symptom, okay, is due to different blockage, different weaknesses, the lung, the liver, the kidney, the function, breakdown in functions. So each person can be treated differently. But main thing is to strengthen the lung. Mm-hmm. Strengthen the lungs, strengthen the kidneys, strengthen whatever that person is weak in.
Right, exactly.
And you'll be great. Mm-hmm.
Now, Edgar, you were in the Philippines for 5 to 6 days, is that correct?
Right.
And you came back, and did you even get a cold?
Not even. So it was very healthy when I came and had full of energy.
Yes.
And I owe that to Dr. Tong.
Yes. But when you come back here now, you come back to a stressful world, working, and you take the wrong kind of food. So your restless leg syndrome, the symptom increase a little bit because you haven't seen me for like 3 or 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of problem needs daily treatment, weekly treatment for maybe 3 or 4 months. Okay,
mm-hmm. But especially if it's a chronic condition.
But if you eat right and exercise right, okay, you don't need so long, so much
right.
of treatment,
it'll speed
and you'll
up
cure
the process.
It. Yeah.
Well, give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Let's get to our next guest, Kay.
And we'll get back to Edgar a little
right.
bit.
We
about
have other things to talk about, yeah. with SARS, too.
Is Kay there?
I am.
Hi, welcome
Hi, Kay.
To our show.
Good morning, and thank you. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm terrific, thanks to you.
Well, okay. I want to say something about you, okay? You said you have been faithfully listening to my show, which I feel very thankful. Many people told me the same thing about every week since we started. And you came to me finally for a skin rash. And the first couple of treatments, you feel better. The third treatment, you got worse. And I told you it's what you eat. But because this is not in the Western culture about the yin and yang of food, about hot, spicy food can cause, you know, rash in the skin. You didn't quite believe me. So you stopped coming. But then finally, you take the advice of, you know, watch out for your diet. And tell us what happened when you do that.
Well, I had that little list of foods that you told me that I should not have. And I guess what I should have done is carried it around with me.
Yes.
Because a lot of us don't realize that some foods like lamb are hot.
Very hot.
Right.
And so some of the ones that you pointed out, I remembered. But when, after it flared up again and I had the third treatment, then I realized I better do something. So I kept the list with me, and I never ate anything that was on the hot foods list. I even stayed away from the warm.
Mm-hmm.
And from the what?
Warm.
Warm, yeah, yeah.
Warm foods.
Yes.
Yeah. And my skin cleared up. Well, you saw me the other day.
Yes.
My hands were so red and swollen when I first came to see you a little over a year ago that I had to wear gloves all the time because I didn't want people to have to look at them.
Mm.
They would think I had some terrible disease. If I touched them, they might catch it.
What did you try before you went to see Dr. Tong?
Oh, I went to dermatologists and I went to various doctors, and they gave me every kind of cream, steroids, and everything that you can imagine, and nothing helped. One even got out her textbook to look
That's
at
an
it
honest
to see,
one.
See if she could recognize anything, and mm-hmm. obviously she didn't, because nothing ever happened. I was at my wit's end when I... Because, you know, I heard you talking about degenerative illnesses and diseases and things like that, and this just seemed to be like a symptom, which, of course, it was, because
yes.
I was under a terrible amount of stress at that point.
Yes.
And, obviously, I wasn't eating right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, it was like a miracle when they began to clear up, and I owe it all to you.
Well,
not
thanks
only
very
your
much.
Treatment, but teaching me the
yes.
proper diet.
That's important, and a lot of doctors lack that, I think, because they don't know what is the right thing to eat.
Yeah.
In my 69 years, nobody ever told me, you know, the basic food groups. Nobody ever tells you, and even now the basic food groups, I think, are suspect. But
well, they always change. They're always changing.
Do not follow the food pyramid.
No.
The pyramid is for people who... live in the pyramid, the food group. So don't follow the pyramid of group.
Right, it really depends on the person, whether you're hot or cold, and a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you also had headaches, neck and shoulder pain.
Yes.
How are those?
Much better. Much mm-hmm. better. I think I've really finally realized, though, that because I've had all of these aches and pains for such a long time, that I need periodic tune-ups.
Right.
So that's my plan.
You should do this, okay? Because even though your skin clear up, every time you get a treatment, you will feel like you have more vigorous, your system will run a lot better, like tuning up a car, okay?
Oh.
Yeah. Here's my point. You go to a doctor who, even the doctor who knows how to clear your skin problem, that doctor need to teach you what you did wrong in life that caused a problem. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he clears it, you go home and block it, he clears it, and you go home and block it. So basically, you will never get a permanent cure.
Yeah.
So a permanent cure rests with the patient. Okay, and some of the people do not like my patient, not like my treatment, because they do not want to take the responsibility of doing the right thing. They want quick fixes. That won't work.
I want to be healthy for as many more years as I have left.
Believe me.
So I'm a firm believer because not only was I having headaches and stuff when I came to see you the other day, but I was so tired.
Yeah.
I was sleeping like 11, 12 hours a night, and I still couldn't get enough sleep.
Right.
And Wednesday morning, I woke up bright and early, and I felt like $1 million.
Really?
It was just amazing.
That's wonderful.
For those people who know Kay, you look so good. Believe me, I'm not just saying to make you feel good, okay? For your age, you don't really look your age. I'm not kidding, okay? But because you're looking good on the outside, your skin rash is clear. Your energy is not moving right. That's why you're tired.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But see what one treatment does. You make you want to get up and do things.
And you also had sinus problems, depression, history of osteoporosis. Is that correct?
Right. No real depression except when I get down. You know,
yes.
When you don't feel well and you're not rested and you have to get up every day and go to work.
Right, and you can't get out of bed.
You can't. I mean, it does cause, I would say, a very minor depression.
Right.
I've honestly never had serious depression, but you get depressed because you don't feel like doing anything.
That's right.
And, so I mean,
I know that feeling sometimes.
I know that too.
That lifted immediately. I mean, you know, and friends of mine the next day, because my boss had said to me a few days prior to my seeing you on Tuesday, he said, "Hey, your eyes don't look good." And I said, "Well, I don't. I'm tired. You know, I can't seem to get enough rest." And so, boy, you know, when I went in Wednesday and he looked at me and he said, "Wow, what did you do?" And I said, "I went to Dr. Tong, that's what," and he recharged my battery.
Now, so you went to Dr. Tong about a year ago, so
for
three treatments, and then after that you didn't go back to him for your rash. Is that correct?
No, my rash cleared up, and I felt great, and I just, so I, you know, and sometimes it's hard to find time, and I kept thinking, well, I want to go back because I know that on Medicare I can have so many treatments every couple of months. But
you should take advantage of it.
I'm going to. I'm surely going to at this point because I talk about you all the time. I tell
everybody
to listen on Saturdays at 11:30 because I don't take any drugs. People look at me, and of course they don't believe I'm almost 70 either. But
really, they don't.
I don't take any drugs. I don't believe in it, and I will occasional Advil for a headache, but and I don't wear eyeglasses. So I really feel among the fortunate, and I want to stay this way.
Exactly. And I'll keep you not only this way, and make you better.
Oh gosh.
no kidding.
Nobody will stand me.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. We're talking with Kay right now. She came to Dr. Tong a year ago with a terrible rash in her hands. Three treatments. Well, actually, after the third treatment, her rash actually got worse because she was eating the wrong foods.
Yes.
And after she followed Dr. Tong's recommended diet of cutting out the hot foods, her rash has disappeared. And you've had it for a year. Is that correct, Kay?
Almost a year. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it was gradual.
Right.
I was in tears. I was so desperate when I came to see you.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. If you have any questions, you can call us now at 1-800-551-3880. Our lines are open.
Okay, Elaine, here's a question for you. Okay.
Uh-oh.
What if Kay did not come to get the treatment? Let's say she's afraid of needles, okay? But she follows my diet, okay? For this question for you to Kay too, okay? So you think your rash will clear up or not?
I think it would.
Yes and no.
I think it might take a lot longer.
Yes, it will take a lot longer. Sometimes you may not. Okay, depends on how much stress you have. Okay, it's not just a dietary factor. It's not just a it's also not just a stress factor. Later on, we will talk more and more about the energy around around you, the feng shui factor, the astrological factor. Believe me, okay, I'm not saying this here to make any sensation or no.
It's not. Well, look at Southeast Asia now. SARS, like we said at the beginning of the year, Southeast has the worst sick chi. Is that correct?
Yeah, the sickness chi this year is the southeast part of any system. Your body, southeast is the liver.
In the house,
southeast part, if your front door happened in the southeast part of the house, you are in trouble.
The country.
Or if you live in your bedroom, okay, and your head is located, sleeping in the southeast part of your bedroom, you are also in more trouble.
Right.
And believe me, it is true.
And SARS has also spread to Toronto now. Toronto is kind of, you could say, southeast Canada.
Yeah.
It's in the southeast portion of Canada.
That's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you look at this here, if you want to be claim to be a scientist like I used to, okay, and do not believe in this kind of stuff, you just suffer, you know, and you die or you got in an accident, you just don't know what caused it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I knew more and be able to prevent some of this happening. You know, even change your destiny. And that's really, you know, everybody should start learning some of this, the energy around them.
Well, Kay, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll have you on the show again and you can tell us about your great many improvements.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. If you have any questions now, give us a call at 1-800-551-3880. Our lines are open.
Yes, I have a question for Edgar. Okay, you have some eye problem in the beginning, okay? And right after the first treatment, you said you have a great improvement. Is that improvement still remain the same or no?
I think it has improved up to this point in time.
Okay,
I was wondering myself why my eyes become clearer since the time you treated me.
The first time, right?
Yeah, the first time.
How was it before the treatment?
I could hardly, in other words, I was a bit squinting.
Squinting.
Whenever I look, I squint. But right now, I'm very, very visible. Everything is visible to me.
Okay. Let me explain a little bit. You know, how does that, Elaine, how does it connect to the restless leg syndrome?
Well, his restless leg syndrome is probably caused by wind. And wind, if there's liver dysfunction, that causes wind. And then liver also controls the eye. So if you
clear the
liver channel, then it's also treat his eye problem.
So the wind in nature, wind move around. When you have joint pain that move around all over the places,
it's
a liver problem. Mm-hmm. Okay, liver problem right now, it has to do with the air, spring. So right now, springtime is the liver most active. And that's the reason why we have, sinus problem, because of the liver problem. And the wind problem makes like tremor moving around, okay? The restless leg syndrome, Parkinson's, or like the liver problem. And liver supplies energy to the eye. So when I open up the liver channel, your eye get the liver chi, and which open up circulation in your eye, you immediately can see. Okay, it's not that mysterious. Once you know, understand how they go, the energy open up circulation. When you don't have the chi going to different organs, you can have heartache, you can have liver problem, you can have eye problem or tinnitus. It's all due to not enough the chi which provide the function to that.
And liver also, the emotional causes of liver dysfunction would be stress, frustration, anger, and any of those.
Frustration and anger, that's probably best to describe you. Tell us all the frustration you have in your job, the situation of you being an Oriental or Asian.
Right. Being Oriental, coming to the U.S. the first time is a really terrible disaster for me. I call it disaster.
Yes.
Because I had a year and I didn't find any job at all. And when I found one, since the time, I really don't like to work for the Caucasians anymore. Because the first two bosses I have had, I was a controller and was reporting direct to the president. The president was Caucasian, and just for a few nothing, he terminated me after 2.5 months, maybe to beat the deadline of 3 months. After that, I joined another Caucasian, and he was kind of, in other words, he knew my bosses in the past, so he was kind of, we were very close in the past, but when he started yelling, and I said, there must be some kind of a superiority from all these people, this, and after this time, when I moved to my company, which is an Armenian, which is an Asian, I'm happy for the first time in my life, and I said, I've never, never worked for a Caucasian anymore, and from then on, I work only for Asian.
Well, I don't think that can be, we can generalize that, okay? But your experience happened to be this way.
What I want to causes the stress.
Yeah, what I point out is that, okay, you need to find out what happened in life, okay, that causes the blocking between your mind and body. Those are the root causes. And conventional doctors and current medical professional had no clue how this generate into eye problem, restless leg syndrome, digestive problem, mm-hmm. joint pain. They have no clue. Mm-hmm. So all they're doing is covering symptoms, like in case play instance, okay? You know, putting different ointment, different drugs on the skin. It's like painting over the water stain on the wall, but ignoring the leak that caused it.
Right.
Something wrong inside the body that cause symptoms in the skin, the bone, the muscle. It's a functional breakdown that cause physical symptoms.
I think a big problem, too, since I'm in medical school myself, is they don't know enough nutrition. I mean, the nutrition class we took was just all, it was, they don't know anything. They don't know what's right to eat. I mean, they just teach us the biochemistry of different vitamins, and that's fine. It's good to know that, but they need to know how to teach doctors how to teach their patients how to eat. You know, you have all these different diets coming on, the Zone diet, the Atkins diet. They say fat's not good. Then they say carbs are not good. Then they say sugar's not good.
And then they change their mind.
And
later.
They change their mind.
All the time.
And it's really, I mean, it's, I think it's like a gimmick. You know, they try to look, they look for the next best thing.
No-grain diet.
The no-grain diet, Dr. Mercola. Now, I respect Dr. Mercola. He knows a lot of things, but the no-grain diet, I don't think, I mean, we talked about this yesterday.
In the culture of humankind, okay, almost all the ancient culture, the Chinese eat rice and grain, the European
right.
eat bread, and then mm-hmm. South American eat corns, okay, it's all grain, whole grain.
Right.
Like you say, Elaine, the best thing you said was that, eat wholesome,
unprocessed
food.
And fresh foods.
Fresh food,
and you
okay.
have to be balanced. Our body does
yes,
need carbohydrates.
Yes, you say another good word, like balance.
We need fats. We need proteins. We need all of that. I mean, that's why there's so much obesity in our country today, too, because people don't, they want the quick fix. They do the slim, fast diet. They do the Atkins diet. And then in 2 months, they gain it all back because
yes.
they don't know how to eat right.
Yeah. The most important thing is that they balance the invisible part.
Mm-hmm.
Learn the invisible part of our world. Learn the spiritual, the mental world, not in the religious sense, but rather in the scientific sense.
Mm-hmm.
How it connects, how it affects our physical world, and how it affects our physical events. Why do you think you're unlucky? Why is somebody
mm-hmm.
Who had 5 accidents, I had a patient that had 5 accidents in
the
last
year.
2 years,
yes.
okay, and the neighbors who are 90 years old and never had an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you call it luck or you call it what, okay? But you know, some when you study feng shui, you understand some of the factors that cause death,
mm-hmm.
that cause illnesses.
Right.
Yeah.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well,
yeah.
In the news, the OC Register, I think on Wednesday, they're talking about SARS again. In Toronto, they closed the campus. 'Cause 2,000 from them had to be quarantined. So
yeah.
Again, the problem is just, it's spreading.
But sooner or later, they had to learn it's the body that heals disease,
mm-hmm.
not looking for drug cure or any mm-hmm. acute illnesses. Yeah.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. Is there any other things we want to add today, Dr. Tong?
You have any question, Edgar?
I think I wouldn't have any at this point.
Okay, yeah.
So we've talked about SARS, we've talked about diet, we've talked about obesity, eating right, hot foods, cold foods. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. I hope you enjoyed our show today. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Join us for more Remarkable Cases next Saturday at 11:30 on KPLS Hot Talk AM 830. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
The Foregone Program is a paid broadcast sponsored by Dr. Tong of East West Wellness. The views expressed therein are those of the sponsor and not necessarily of KPLS staff or management.
You're listening to LA's conservative voice, Hot Talk 830 KPLS, Orange Radio on the right.